Yes. Hello.
Yes, sir.
This car's from Mills.
Oh,
I was waiting in my office, sir.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. One moment,
please. I was
trying
to get him on another line.
Thank you. One moment.
Yes?
Congressman Mills.
You want me to send the car up there?
No, sir. I've got a good car. I'll just drive down and bring John.
Bring John with you. I told him to get you, and I got him first, and he said both of you in the committee, and I've been waiting trying to get you. I told him to call both of you, so...
They called at my office, and I was waiting over there. That was the delay.
Oh, well, hell. Well, I've been holding the line. You... I'm going to ask Harry and... what you call them to come on down here about, I want to have a car up there for them at 2:30, and it's 2:20 now. And so anytime between 2:30 and 3, come in a southwest gate off the record.
We'll be there.
Tell John to be sure it's off the record, too. And tell him it's not, it's on an executive matter, and I want to get your ideas.
Okay. Right. Well, I've got you on the phone. I checked without anybody ever knowing it. To a source who'd never know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I do recall Dave Kendall now.
Yeah.
He's chairman of the board of the Continental
Yep.
Bank in Chicago. I couldn't place him.
Yeah.
Very able fellow.
Very good.
Yeah.
I got a FBI over here on Fowler, too, and he's born in Roanoke and got a wonderful record, Yale and counsel and so on and so forth. And
he couldn't do better than Joe Fowler.
Well, you ought to consider them all carefully and say so if you think so. And
all right.
Maybe we can use a... He's a Virginia boy, and he's pretty sturdy, I think, and he thinks a lot of you, and I think he'd get along fairly well with the other side, too. I want somebody who won't be a problem up there for you.
I checked that, and another way to where it would not even be found out, and he would be much preferable to the other fellow we talked about.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, bye-bye.